Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
I am a Chardonnay apologist. And here is my apologia on Chardonnay. And it is a noble grape. It is a grape that has nothing to apologize for. And yet, you hear people say, the ABC of wine, anything but Chardonnay, which is like so odd. First off, I would say Chardonnay is one of the most popular grapes in the world. It is in so many of the wines that you like, and it's in a few of the wines you might not like. So let's start with a positive. First off, Chardonnay, most famous in Burgundy.
France is sort of the king of Chardonnay, of making the classic Chardonnays from the bone-dry, flinty Chablis in the north to things like Pouligny-Montrachet, which are bold and voluptuous and rich. But you find Chardonnay everywhere. We know, obviously, in California, but we see it being grown in Italy and Spain these days. We certainly see it in Australia. We see it in Chile and Argentina, in all sorts of different styles, from stainless to over-oaked to moderately oaked. It took over the world, and now we're feeling its effects.
You have forgotten to mention the most delightful use of Chardonnay, and that is champagne.
Oh, mon Dieu!
That's exactly
Jubier.
It. Yes, vous avez
bien
oublié.
Sûr, bien sûr.
Yeah, Chardonnay is so versatile, and in some ways I think it's the victim of its own versatility because people do tend to say, wow, I want my Chardonnay to reflect Napa Valley and not reflect Burgundy, and so I'm going to oak my Chardonnay and I'm going to produce something that's almost viscous and intense, and this had both incredible fans and amazing detractors.
But I think what we're finding now, especially sort of in the unoaked Chardonnay or the stainless steel Chardonnay movement of the last, I'd say maybe 10 years, mm-hmm. is that we're coming to that point of moderation where there are fewer people maybe drinking the mass market butterscotchy popcorn profile. And those people are moving into an unoaked. And maybe we'll come around again to just a more moderately oaked, something that really does show off that beautiful baked apple, baked pear profile of Chardonnay.
As opposed to the lemony green apple aspects of Chardonnay.
Right.
I end up in White Burgundy a lot, as
mm-hmm.
do you.
Mm-hmm, I do.
And what I love about White Burgundy is that you've got it on the entry level for about, 10 or 15. You go up just a little bit to 20, and then you're getting specific regions, and that's a nice price point, and that's a very nice bottle of wine for dinner. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.